am now learning halacha and Chavis Halvavis Sunday night or the test Kislev Tov Shinayin Hay. Someone doesn't say Bichas HaShachar before davening, so he could say Bichas HaShachar after davening. But the Eved, you're not supposed to, but you could. But the Eved, maybe you ran out of time. It's a shayla of the later Achronim, if you should skip Bichas HaShachar in order to make Shmona Esrei B'tzibur. Machlokes contemporary Paiskim. Elokai Neshama Shenasato Bi, though. If someone didn't say it, forgot to say it, and Davin Shmona Esrei, that's a problem, because maybe he was Yotzei already that bracha with the bracha of Mechaya Mesa in Shmona Esrei. So what the Chachila you're supposed to have in mind, not to be Yotzei the Alakai Neshama Shonosato be with the Mechaya Mesa. You're supposed to have in mind that you don't want to be Yotzei with the Mechaya Mesa bracha. If you didn't think about it, or you know, you didn't know about it, you didn't think about it, then you do not say the bracha after Shmona Esrei, because very possibly you were Yotzei with the Mechaya Mesa, the Elokai Neshama, the Shonosatabi bracha. Okay. We're up to the sixth parak of Shar HaYichud, and the sixth shir in Shar HaYichud also. And in the fifth parak, he laid down certain premises, axioms, ideas, through which you would end up proving that Hashem made the world, that there's only one Hashem. He said it's like a mathematical proof. If you remember to your school days, you have a few things that are theorems, I think they're called, given a thing can't create itself, a composite. The second thing was a composite couldn't have always existed, because it seems obvious, but it's intuitively obvious because it's made up of parts, and the parts had to exist before the composite existed. And whatever, when things have a beginning, so there's only one beginning. Something is finite and has a beginning, so there's only one beginning that came before everything else. So it sounds like just words, but if you remember your math from school, always, when you start to make proofs and you want to prove that this triangle is bigger than that triangle, okay, so that the side of hypotenuse, whatever. So these things then are used in making the proof. So in Parak 6, he starts talking about that the world is a composite, that everything in the world is made up of parts. And as deep as you go, so it's still put together. He says that. He then talks about how that the things come together in a way, like there are things that come together that really are not even naturally could be together. I was thinking, it's like a chiddush that they work when they're together. I think with some help from some, we figured out a few examples, like salt. So sodium is a very very reactive metal that can do a lot of harm, and chlorine is a very active gas that can do a lot of harm, but you put them together and they make salt. And there's a few examples in the Bria, and the Chavis HaLovitz doesn't give examples, he just says there are things in the Bria that really should be soicer each other. Everything's a composite. Everything, everywhere you look, as deep as you go, it's made up of parts. And those parts, grada, are sometimes, many times, sort of soicer each other. And but together, somebody had to put them together, and now it works. He then talks about the basic unit of the Bria. In his time, they thought the Bria had like four basic elements: earth, you know, water, wind, fire. It doesn't matter really. It's not the point. Not the point of what we know now, because the premise, the Yesod is still true, that that it's made up of parts, and the Melit couldn't have always existed. So that had to be a beginning, and someone had to make it. These are the types of proofs he has. He then says what is very famous, and this is what Chayim Talmudis is famous for, and it's now a standard fare, that you see everything in the world, no normal person would say that if you find a machine, if you find any type of planned machine or a watch or a garden that's irrigated, no one would say it's happened by itself. If someone said that, they would be looked at as a meshugana, right? Obviously there's plan and design and purpose, and obviously someone made it. And if that's true in an insignificant little thing, like an irrigation wheel he's talking about, so imagine the world that has billions and billions and billions of such things. And the Chayim Talmudis wrote his sefer over 1,000 years ago. Now, with the explosion of scientific knowledge, we know that it's even more than that, that this plan and design and purpose. So he says, obviously, someone had to make it for that reason also. Besides the philosophical cheshbonos, but some common sense, it's common sense, and he gives the example of ink splattering on a piece of paper. No one would say that a word would be written, or a sentence, or a poem, a rhyme sentence. And the thing would be so outlandish that you would think the person is not a normal person. So how can you say that about the world that has billions and billions of times of such things? So someone had to put it together, and there could only have been one beginning, based on the other premises. And Mela, he's much more detailed than I'm saying it. I'm saying it in a very simplistic, superficial way. Mela, you end up with one Hashem, or one cause that Bedafka created everything.